USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
What I can say is that it is clear that this is one of New Zealand's darkest days.
That's New Zealand's Prime Minister on the shootings at two mosques that have left 49 people dead and dozens of others injured in the city of Christchurch. Four terrorists are now in custody. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says many of the victims are likely migrants and possibly refugees who chose New Zealand to be their home. And she says,
they are us.
Guns, except for hunters, are illegal in New Zealand. It's the first mass shooting there since the 1980s. The late winter storm that pasted Colorado with snow and hurricane-force winds now threatening the center of the nation with more heavy rains, flooding, and tornadoes. Those rains causing flooding and damaging roads and bridges in Iowa, Nebraska, and Missouri. And this is USA Radio News.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
12 Senate Republicans go against President Trump's executive order concerning a crisis at the southern border with Mexico. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky with the president's reaction.
Now, immediately after the vote in the Senate, President Trump tweeting in caps, veto. Then after his one-word tweet, the president writing a second one on this subject, saying, I look forward to vetoing the just-passed Democrat-inspired resolution, which would open borders while increasing crime, drugs, and trafficking in our country. I thank all of the strong Republicans who voted to support border security and our desperately needed wall. Explanation point.
All U.S. diplomats are now out of Venezuela. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo confirming the departure in a tweet last night. The State Department had previously announced a withdrawal of its diplomatic staff amid a continued political crisis over the disputed re-election of President Nicolas Maduro. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vice President Mike Pence has what some say is a history of anti-LGBT positions, both when he was a congressman and governor of Indiana, and now as VP, which made for some uncomfortable times when Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar made a pointed statement about discrimination as he brought his partner to a meeting with Pence yesterday. The Irish PM telling Pence and reporters that he lived in a country where homosexuality had been illegal until 1993, and he says he's glad that has changed.
I stand here, leader of my country, flawed and human, but judged by my political actions and not by my sexual orientation, my skin tone, gender, or religious beliefs.
After the meeting, the Prime Minister did tweet that he and his partner Matt Barrett received a very warm reception at Pence's home, where he and his wife Karen hosted the two for a St. Patrick's Day breakfast at the VP's residence at the Naval Observatory in Washington. And Hallmark is now cutting ties with actress Lori Loughlin. She's appeared on many Hallmark programs and movies. This comes amid the nationwide college cheating scandal as the Full House star is among dozens of parents accused in the bribery scheme to get their kids into elite universities, including USC and UCLA. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.